Hey everyone, today's lesson is about consistency versus pattern interruption. Pattern interruption. So there is a big difference between being consistent and then also feeling repetitive. And I feel like sometimes consistency can lead to that feeling of this is just getting old and stale. It's just feeling repetitive. It's just not exciting. And so the cure for that is pattern interruption. And a lot of times people can get down on themselves and be like, oh, I'm really good and consistent for like a month. And then I just fall off the wagon and they get really frustrated and they get discouraged when they try to start up again and be consistent again. They feel like they're just doing the same old thing over and over and over and they just can't keep it going. They can't stay motivated. And I've heard this a lot in my groups. And so my idea is to kind of shift your outlook on it, shift your mindset on the idea of starting up and not staying consistent forever. Newsflash, nobody does that, right? Like nobody can be consistent forever. You either grow or you lessen. Staying the same is very, very, very difficult. And it probably doesn't work because it becomes stale. So it's absolutely okay to take a break. It's okay to fall off the wagon. It's okay to start fresh and have a new reset in your outlook. It's not okay to just give up and never post again because you feel like you just can't stay consistent. So what's the point, right? Maybe you're just consistently inconsistent and maybe you need to go to twice a week instead of doing it every day. And then once you can get comfortable and do 3 months of twice a week, you can jump up and do 3 times or you can jump up and do 5 times. People's lives are what's important. It's less important than posting on Instagram. Instagram is very important. And so is posting on all the other social media channels. And so is creating products. And so is customer service. And everything, all of the things in business are super important, but your life comes first because that's the point of having a business is to cultivate a life that you want, right? A very tailored life to what you want your life to look like. That's the point of being in business for yourself. If you don't want to do that, then just go get a job. Go get a job at a library or at Barnes & Noble or somewhere. You know, there's plenty of places that are awesome places to get a job. But if you want to do this because you want to be in charge of what your life looks like, then you're going to have to do all of those things. They're very important, but the whole point is to like have your life be good. So if your life seems like it's getting in the way, maybe you're going through an illness, maybe you have a child that's going through some stuff, maybe you have parents that are going through some stuff, maybe you're getting divorced. There's a lot of different things that could be happening to you right now that are making it hard to manage your business. But that's okay. And you know what? The people that you've gathered, the whole point of gathering all these human beings and having them be invested in you is so you can let them into your real life and tell them, hey, right now I have to take a break, or hey, right now you can expect this from me, but it's going to take a little bit longer, or hey, I just need your support or whatever, right? That's the point of gathering humans. Instead of thinking of them as customers, they're your friends. They're people that are invested in you, both time and money and attention. So let them in, let them know what's going on, and manage expectations. That's really the name of the game in all of this. The main point of this is managing expectations, both for yourself and for other people. So I'm trying this this year. I'm going to try this new thing. I've never really done this before, is almost put my social media on pause when I need to. This is a lesson that's been learned right now, actually. It's my kids' spring break. And I was like, oh, that's great. You know, we'll totally be able to take pictures during this week and share it on social. Like, I like sharing on social. It's fun for me. It's not a chore. I love doing it. And so I was excited to do that. And I still might do that. But what I need to do first is get on all of my platforms and explain to people, this is spring break. I'm not going to have as much focus time. And so I need to manage everyone's expectations and understand it's going to take me until next week to get back to you on stuff. So I have the space. I don't feel like I'm panicking over and over trying to get back to people within those 24 hours like I normally do. It's okay to have different business hours. Normally, I am there on call at all times for either clients or for my audience or for whoever needs me. And it's okay to block off time and say I'm not available just this week because it is spring break. And so I'm actually going to I'm going to pre-record videos and post them and schedule them for summer vacation. My kids are off in summer in June and July, and I'm going to say, listen, I can get back to you within 3 days instead of the same day that you get in contact with me. And I can put that on my email. I can create a video. I can do whatever I need to do and manage those expectations for both my clients and my audience. So I encourage you to do that. Embrace your real life. embrace that sometimes you have to focus more attention on other things, and all you have to do is communicate. All we have to do is talk to our people and tell them what's going on, and everyone is usually very, very understanding about it. So that's what's great about gathering your human beings and having them be invested in you. Talk to you guys later.